Welcome to From the Magazine, a podcast of Holiness Today, where you will hear from our authors and editors about everyday faith. On today's episode, you will be hearing from Stan Reeder, USA Canada Regional Director, on the value of the local church board.
Hi there, my name is Stan Reeder. I'm the Regional Director for the USA and Canada in the Church of the Nazarene. And I've been asked to say a few words about church boards. First, I'd say they're valuable. As a principal, understand that a church board brings a steadiness and a strength to a local church that really can't come from any other source. I read a statistic recently that indicated that of relatively new churches, 5 to 10 years old, those churches that are organized and have a church board are 15 times less likely to close. 15 times. So appreciate the value, the steadiness, and the strength that a church board brings to a local church. A couple other principles. Sometimes we hear the debate, is a church staff-led or church board-led? And I would say in the context of the Church of the Nazarene, it should be neither. Because in the context of the Church of the Nazarene, the pastor and the church board, in cooperation, in partnership, in collaboration, lead the church together. And it's built on the principle of all of us are smarter than one of us. And so I would just encourage you, pastor, appreciate the church board, see them as partners in ministry, and understand the value that comes, strength, stability, and also, of course, smarts that come from working closely with the church board. You know, there's a book that gives a beautiful description of the culture of the church board pastor relationships. It's an old book. It's written by Leslie Parrott. It's called What Every Nazarene Church Board Member or Board Member Should Know. And I used to, even though it's outdated, I used to have my new members of my church board always read that book as a part of their orientation. Then I want us to talk about several different topics. One is development. If these people on the church board really are your partners in ministry, do everything you can to strengthen them, to develop them. So I'd encourage you always be working on a book together. Pick a book for the year that fits with the theme of the church or with what you're trying to accomplish at that point. Or pick that book and read it together, a chapter every month, have a different board member bring an overview of that chapter each month and grow together. I always had the staff reading the same book. And so the whole leadership of the church was on the same page that way. So develop your church board. Don't ignore that. Make them feel like they're better for being a part of the church board. Then I'd say a word about organization. And I would say to you, organize according to the manual of the Church of the Nazarene. There's a lot of latitude in the manual. There's principles that are offered there. You can do many different styles of leadership and still be in complete harmony with the Church of the Nazarene in the manual. My district superintendent used to say, you may not care, and when I was a pastor, you may not care what the manual of the Church of the Nazarene says. You may not know what the manual of the Church of the Nazarene says, but the prosecuting attorney will know exactly what it says and care very deeply about it. So, use the manual. None of us are smarter than the manual. The manual, in its best, at its best, is a totality of the best and brightest minds over tested and tried over the last 125 years of the Church of the Nazarene since it started in 1895 with Phineas F. Brzee's First Church of the Nazarene in Los Angeles, California. You're not smarter than the manual. And neither am I. And so use it in your organization. And have an agenda talking about organization that's clearly written out and that is distributed as a part of the packet of the board at least 2 days before the board meeting so people can be anticipating what's on that agenda so they can be prepared for it, so they can be praying for it. You'll have a much better organized meeting with that clearly written out agenda that's distributed before the meeting ever starts a couple days ahead. Always have a treasurer's report. The manual tells you you have to every single month. That's so important for the stewardship of the church, for the accountability of the church. And so always have that written treasurer's report and use, always have departments. I'm a big believer in having an NMI, missions, NDI, discipleship, NYI, youth. Those are three very important wings of the church's ministry. You won't fly as you should without them. So have those roles in place and have them reporting regularly to the church board, and then use a committee structure so that those committees can all be meeting. The NYI, the NDI, the NMI, and the committees can all be meeting in between board meetings and have those committees report, I would say, at least on a quarterly basis. And so they know there's an accountability in that, you see. They know they're going to have to report, so they're going to have to meet, and they're going to have to do something to report about what they're doing. So, and report their future plans. So have those committee department reports and have them written and have them as a part of the board packet. I did this when I was in a church of 85 people, and I was a solo pastor. This was a tremendous help to the strength and the stability and the smarts of the church board. And distribute that packet, have them do a week ahead along with the treasurer's report and the agenda, and then get them all together and distribute them a couple of days before the meeting so everybody can be well prepared and we don't have to rehash everything. It's already written in the report. And let's just talk about that. And then I would say that's part of preparation, being carefully prepared, sending it out ahead of time. And then I would say the last thing I'd encourage you to do is have a spirit of experimentation. Some of the most effective pastors I have seen, they give people preparation in new ideas, with new ideas. So I would say have it in the packet. Discuss it at the board meeting. Often it's good to say, hey, if you're organized, you're not going to have to do this tomorrow. I brought the idea before you. Let's pray about it. If you can wait the month to give them an opportunity to process it in their preparation, come back a month later at the next board meeting, talk about what we presented before. And I often use the tool I learned from a very wise pastor of experimentation. And that's where you just say to people, hey, why don't we just take a few minutes, just take a few months, let's try it. And in 3 months' time, we're going to come back, and if it's not working, we'll change it. We'll discontinue it. We'll kill the idea. We'll change the idea. And use that experimentation period as a chance to really dig down and try and get it right. And at the end of the time, 3 months, 6 months, even as short as a month, if it's not working, we can go back to the old way. And that makes a board a lot more liable to be flexible and to move ahead together. So those are my ideas, some principles. We're not staff-led, we're not board-led, we're a partnership, pastor and board together. All of us are smarter than one of us, and as we come to the Lord in prayer, the Lord helps all of us. He's smarter than all of us together, and he helps us do right. Have a spirit of development. Make those board members better for being on the church board. Be well organized. Follow the manual. Don't neglect it. Have departments. Have committees. have an agenda, get a packet out early, prepare your people through getting that packet out early, and giving them opportunity to process ideas. Don't spring things on them. And then finally, a spirit of experimentation. Just see, hey, let's see if this works. Well, that's a real smattering and an overview of ideas for the church board, but I hope it helps you. Maybe there's something in there that'll help you be a better leader of the church board. Lord bless you, Pastor. Lord bless you, lay people. I'm thankful for you. I'm in your corner. I'm your fan, Stan Reeder. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Holiness Today podcast. If you enjoyed this production and wish to hear more, visit holinesstoday.org/podcast or find us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.